The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tyler Radio Empire.
New research says that 66% of the English, the Britons, want their sexual partner to wear something sexy in the bedroom. They also found that 94% of those who had tried dressing up as something in the bedroom had enjoyed it. And most, 83% of those, would do it again.
Like Paul Stanley,
for instance.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
For instance.
Nick enjoys it. His wife, not so much.
His wife doesn't want to be.
Let's go.
You walk with your heels on, your chest wide open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little rose tattoo drawn on my shoulder with a marker.
Yeah.
All right.
You know too much about him.
And so they said that they asked the Britons, what are the top looks? What are that you would want in bed?
Oh, right.
What do you want your partner to dress up as?
The cute little outfit?
Yeah, the cute little outfit. And for some reason, trash collector comes in here at the bottom of the list.
The bottom?
Well, at number 8, so not quite the bottom.
Is that because the women are inside their houses seeing the trash guys show up and go?
No one knows why. Even in the article, they said, we have no idea why this shows up.
We have some trash collectors that listen to us all the time.
We do. Talk.
Yeah, you just gave them hope. Yeah.
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
The women are looking at you, and they want
through the window.
Right. I wonder
take care of the bean.
They had uniforms.
Well, they wear overalls sometimes, yeah. Some of them do, some of them don't.
Or just the uniform shirts or whatever.
Do they have the orange vest thing?
Yeah, sometimes over there, yeah.
You know, they jump
whatever
off.
Whatever you're into, Todd, yeah.
Jump off the trucks and nobody hits them.
My trash guy comes in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's empty when I get back.
I've never paid attention
But you know
to
he's sexy.
The trash guy uniform.
Yeah.
I just assumed, you know, they...
A lot of times it's that work jersey, that work shirt.
Yeah. I will say this. For what I pay for it, they should dress up.
Yeah.
Put a little effort into it, damn it.
So show up in the bedroom in a nice pair of Carhartts.
Basically.
At number 9 on the list, and again, in the article, they said, we have no idea why this shows up either, and we don't know what it would be, dressing up as a landlord.
Oh, they watch too much you porn.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Isn't there something that we can do to trade the rent out?
How would you even do
landlords
that?
Landlords don't have...
That's the question.
Whoever owns the building looks like they look.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they didn't get that.
Blue
so let's get to the ones that we do get.
Got it.
Like, if you wanted to be a landlord for Halloween, you just...
That stuff sounds like role play.
Yep.
But even then...
That's what that sounds like.
So let's get to the ones that we do get. At number 8, sailor.
Oh, yeah.
Dress up as a sailor.
Bush likes a good sailor uniform.
Yeah, he does.
Don't judge me.
A guy in uniform.
Tied for number 6, police officer.
Oh, they love the cops,
uni.
Yeah. And who doesn't love a cop?
Yeah.
And superhero.
When that, you'd feel like an idiot there, just walking in with a
I feel like
man.
An idiot with
the Superman outfit on, you know.
Yeah,
or just a big flash mask with a whole red yellow ears sticking off your face.
I'm Iron Man. Let's knock it out.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. Or does it have to be something form-fitting?
Whatever you're into, man.
Yeah. I really don't have any form-fitting clothes.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tied at number 4, nurse.
Yeah.
Sure.
Female nurse.
Sexy nurse.
Yeah. Whatever.
I could be a male nurse, too.
I know, but I don't think the women are into that so
I think
much.
It's just a scrubs.
Maybe she likes to see you in baggy scrubs.
With the nurse, no. It might be the little white outfit.
It's a white outfit. Yeah, even the guys wear the white outfit.
The old school one.
Yeah. And student. You know, the Catholic.
Like, Catholic school girl.
The Catholic school look.
On Ash Wednesday, that's always a good look. Mm-hmm. The plaid skirt, the book bag.
Just Britney Spears in that video. That's the look.
Yeah. Britney Spears from the 90s.
Yeah, the shirt tied up by the boobs and the short. Yeah, that's the look. Knee socks.
Especially on Ash Wednesday.
At number three on the best looks to wear in bed, according to the Brits, a firefighter.
Yep.
Everybody loves the fireman.
Full gear.
Yeah, big helmet, bunker jacket and pants, the whole thing.
Axe.
Certainly brings the big hose.
Once they come in the house.
Well, an adequate hose.
Axe and boots.
Playboy bunny at number two.
All right.
French maid at number one.
French maid's French maid always wins that battle.
This could also be Halloween costumes.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. Break those out on Halloween. And just put sexy in front of all of them.
The sexy landlord?
Right.
Or slutty.
Slutty
yeah.
landlord, right?
Yeah. Slutty garbage man.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like a self-esteem thing with the trash collect. Like, take this trash out.
Yeah. you're right. I'm the trash.
I'm trash. Yeah. Right.
And I stink.
Throw me to the curb.
She gets real brutal.
Toss me in the back of your truck.
I smell like fish, too.
Did those two things stick to the tape at all? Yeah, I'm pretty sure the rest of us had shut our pie holes for that. Especially what Puss said. Tyler didn't help.
Yeah.
Well, he did.
I picture somebody actually tossing Puss into the back seat.
Oh, not tossing Puss in the back
seat.
He's a
tall dude, man. It'd be tough to toss him. That stuck to the tape, too.
An airman in Alaska has received a reduction in rank as discipline for some strange behavior. A legal report from the Anchorage Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson indicates that an airman first class violated two articles for dereliction of duty and absence without leave.
Said duty.
A note shows that the dereliction of duty.
Dereliction is a good word.
Duty too.
Was that the airman failed, quote, to refrain from urinating in the office coffee maker.
Oh, you
end
have to
quote.
Refrain?
we're not allowed to do that?
He failed to refrain. No other details of the incident were reported. The former airman first class was reduced to the lowest enlisted rank of airman basic. Airman also got a reprimand, adding to the five others that were previously given.
So he didn't get in trouble for pissing in the coffee pot. He got in trouble for refraining.
Failing to refrain.
Failing to refrain.
Yeah, for doing it the second time.
He's trying to stop it.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was the part that caught me too, Todd.
He wasn't going to be in trouble for doing it once, just you don't do it again.
Right.
And he did it again.
And he did it again.
I think he should be in trouble the first time.
I think so.
Yeah, he's probably crazy. Like, Puss gets our coffee every morning. I have no idea what he does with it. But I'm assuming he doesn't pee
now.
In it. I'm assuming he doesn't pee in it.
Yeah, he doesn't get.
You hope for the best.
That was your free pass, but just don't do it again.
Push. You don't get any free pass. You pee one time in our coffee cup, something's gonna happen.
In fact, I'm telling you right now,
you got to notice it first.
If the urge comes to you, you must refrain.
I think what he does, we're so used to the flavor. He just doesn't pee when those guests are coming in.
Well, that we'd still notice a difference in flavor.
Oh, we would, Dan. You're right.
Yeah, so he has to every day now.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you notice a difference?
You do what you got to do.
You were here every Wednesday for a couple of years, so you knew.
Yeah, you can definitely taste it.
you were just so new and excited about being on the show, you weren't going to cause a stink.
Like, I guess that's how it is. What are you going to do? You notice Nick brings his own coffee every morning.
I did notice that.
Actually, with the quality of coffee.
You and your no-piss coffee.
The quality of coffee they give us here, I would just assume you're pissing it. I'm unable to sort out the difference.
You've enjoyed it this long.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.